Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Mrs. Mummy PhD podcast. I am your host, Dr. Michelle Gibbs, and I am passionate about helping scholarly mamas like you navigate your journeys with purpose so you can achieve your life and academic goals without sacrificing what matters. The reality is that scholarly mama life is multidimensional. We're scholars, yes, but we're also mothers, wives, and so much more, with whole lives outside of academia. So how do we successfully navigate all this? Well, first, we need the space to embrace this unique blend. Only then can we begin the important work of becoming purposefully whole. And part of my own purposeful work is to create a space for us as scholarly mamas to grow, to reflect, and to become everything that we were meant to be. So, mama, are you in? Fabulous. Let's begin. These are our journeys of becoming. Hey, mamas, welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Before we get into the episode, if you are wondering how you can create more joy and more fulfillment on this journey as a mama, why not find out what your purposeful scholarly mama trait is? This can help you to approach your journey in a way that is fulfilling, that's rewarding, and that's aligned with who you really are. So if you want to know what your purposeful scholarly mama trait is, please do take the 3 to 5 minute quiz. The link is in the show notes. You can do our quiz and I will send you some personalized tips for how you can create more joy and more fulfillment on your scholarly mama journey. Take the quiz today. In today's episode, it's a bit of a special one because it's designed for all of the PhD mamas out there who are navigating this unique experience of combining a PhD journey and motherhood, marriage, relationships, and everything else in between. And so I wanted to start this episode off with a personal story that I'm sure many of you can relate to. I want you to picture this. I want you to picture a room filled with colorful Lego all over the floor. Your kids are immersed in all of the creativity that comes with building Lego. And I want you to picture yourself as a fearless mum trying to navigate through this chaos. Just like the PhD journey, right? There seems to be no clear path, and sometimes you're bound to step on a painful brick or two. But fear not, my friends, because in today's episode, we are going to turn that experience into 3 actionable steps. So before I get into the actionable steps, let me invite you to tune into this short story. Ouch! My goodness! Who knew that these little toy bricks would hurt so much? Oh! I stopped for a moment, my head dropping and pointing toward the floor as I stared at hundreds of tiny, colorful, pain-inducing bricks. The boys paused only for a brief moment to check that I was okay, but quickly resumed their creative building endeavors like a regular day in creator paradise. I too moved on quickly, caving in to the curiosity about what they were building this time and keen to find my way to the other side of the room without getting hurt again. No way I was going to make that painful mistake twice. After all, it was just me, the intruder, bringing in the clean folded laundry for them to put away into their drawers and closets. They glanced at the full laundry basket as if only to acknowledge its presence, but quickly returned to their creative flow. Anyway, I managed to make my way through the organized mess, on tippy toes, of course. And this got me thinking. Sometimes navigating a scholarly journey as a mama can feel like this. Like you're walking barefooted across a sea of toy bricks, trying to desperately find the path of least resistance. Only to be reminded that there is none, and that sooner or later you will step on a painful brick or two, but that it will be okay. It's also a reminder of the importance of finding our flow and charting our unique path to purposeful success through the bumps and ouches. Those who've gone before you successfully can't lay the path straight for you, but they can show you what's possible when you're empowered to create your own purposeful path. Yes, Mama, you can become truly unstoppable, in a good way, of course. I hope that Scholarly Mamas will help you do just this. Inside Scholarly Mamas, we want to see you win. We want to see you win where it truly matters. Because when you win where it matters, everyone wins. I can't wait to see you inside Scholarly Mamas. Now, back to the episode. I'm sure many of us can relate to this experience. Many of us have had probably the practical experience of that kind of pain and that kind of journey of navigating through the chaos of kids playing and toys everywhere, especially those painful breaks, right? But the first actionable step that I want to share with you today is to embrace the chaos, because as mothers pursuing PhDs, our lives can often resemble that toy brick filled room, that Lego filled room, right? And so the first actionable step is to embrace the chaos, accept that this journey is going to be messy, it's going to be unpredictable, and at times even painful. But instead of trying to avoid the Lego bricks, instead of trying to avoid every challenge or avoid every obstacle, you embrace the chaos of those things. You embrace the reality of those things being part of this journey. And not to say that the journey is going to be full of hardships and horrible experiences, because you might actually have a very enjoyable PhD journey as a mama. I did. I mean, I had my share of hardships and I had my challenges, but I really enjoyed my journey. And I think that we can sometimes get into this state of thinking that our journey needs to be perfect. We need to have no obstacles, no challenges, just going to be a walk in the park. Maybe you're comparing yourself to other people who are not dealing with half of the things that you're juggling and beginning to think, oh my goodness, it must be me, because look, other people have been able to do this and do it well. So what's wrong with me? Why am I struggling so much? Maybe some of these same people are telling you how easy their journey was and you are just surviving each day as it comes. Like literally, you are just making it through deadline to deadline, day to day of your PhD. I am here to tell you that if that's you, you're not alone. You are not alone. There's nothing wrong with you. This journey is messy. This journey is chaotic. This journey is difficult. And only when you're able to take a purposeful approach to this journey can you experience scholarly joy and purposeful success. Only when you're able to step away from these unrealistic expectations and begin to chart your own path through this, only then will you actually see success on the horizon. And so these ideas, these false ideas that there's, you know, this something must be wrong with you because everybody else is finding it easy, that's not actually reality. You know, the reality is that there will be a mess, there will be chaos, there will be things that don't go to plan, there will be failures along the way, there'll be things that you didn't expect. And so it's about embracing that uncertainty, embracing that chaos, and taking an open mind to this journey and to this experience, right? And there's so much that you can then take away from that. So instead of trying to hop over one or two of these bricks, recognizing them as part of the process, and embracing this messiness, embracing the chaos, because then you'll find that navigating through it becomes a little bit easier. A metaphor that I always find quite helpful when I think about, you know, embracing the chaos and also when I move on to talk about finding your flow is this idea of becoming like water. You know, if you want to pour water into a container, how much easier is it to pour that water into that container in its liquid, fluid form? If that water is steam, for example, well, of course, it's impossible to pour it because it's just going to, you know, evaporate and flow everywhere. And if it's hard as ice, it's also hard to pour into the container that you're trying to pour it into because it's hard, it's rigid, it's not adaptable. And so I think about navigating your PhD as a mama is a little bit like this. And navigating your path over these Lego bricks is also a little bit like this. It's like if you take this rigid, like this is the way I have to do it and this is the only path possible, then of course it's going to be difficult. Of course it's going to be impossible to get to the other side or to achieve the outcome of pouring the water into the container because it's just not adaptable. It's just, it's too rigid. So I think taking a flexible, you know, embracing the chaos approach allows you to better navigate this journey, which is so unpredictable and so full of challenges and so full of bricks, painful ones. Particularly if you are doing this alongside raising your family, you know, having kids, it's not your traditional, typical path. It just is not. And we can't pretend that it is. We need to embrace the fact that this is a different journey. It requires a different approach. It requires a different strategy and a different mindset. And so by taking that approach, you're much more likely to find your way, much more likely to achieve purposeful success. Okay, so that leads me nicely on to actionable step number two. Actionable step number two is to find your flow. Much like me tippy-toeing through the room full of Lego everywhere, finding your flow in your PhD journey is crucial. So this is all about discovering your rhythm. Every mama has her unique approach to juggling the family, responsibilities, studies, and self-care. But experimenting with different schedules, different methods, different support systems, if you do that until you find what works best for you, you will find your flow. Remember, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. It's okay to create your own flow. It's okay to create your own path through this. But the important thing is to equip yourself with the strategies and the tools that you can then apply to your situation as necessary. What worked for one would not work for all. And that's why inside of Scholarly Mamas, you have the option to upgrade to the collective. Once you've joined Explore, you've got the option to upgrade to the collective where you can have that group-based, community-based support, or you can upgrade to one-to-one coaching inside our Optimum program where you can receive individualized, personalized, tailored support. Because again, one glove doesn't fit all. It's all about taking the strategies and the principles and applying those to your unique situation. So if you're listening to this and you are a scholarly mama and you really would like to have that one-on-one support to help you optimize your scholarly mama journey and to become the scholarly mama who achieves purposeful success, but also enjoys every aspect because she's winning where it matters. If that sounds like something you'd be interested in, then just know that one-on-one coaching is available inside of Scholarly Mamas. And then the third actionable step is to learn from those who've paved the way. As you navigate this academic minefield, as you navigate this PhD journey as a mama, remember that you are not alone. Actionable step number three, therefore, involves seeking guidance, seeking mentorship, seeking support from those who've walked a similar path. I talked in the last episode about the most difficult part of navigating this journey, a scholarly journey as a mama, and indicating that for me, you know, in my experience, that was not having access to people who have done this, who've achieved my desired outcome and who did it in a way that aligned with my values, like not sacrificing the things that really matter. And I think that although I had very supportive supervisors and people who'd been through this, I really wished that I'd had a supportive community of like-minded mamas who, you know, who shared certain values and certain principles and who wanted to see each other win, who wanted to support each other, encourage each other, and just create a safe space to, you know, share and exchange ideas and, you know, share how they've overcome certain challenges so that I can learn from that experience. I didn't have that. And so that's why I'm creating Squally Mamas. That's why I'm so passionate about this, because I know that it's very much needed. And I know that as mamas on these journeys, we often feel so isolated. We often feel disconnected from people who have walked the path and who've done it in a way that we want to do it, you know, who have set an example for us that we can adapt to our own situation, but that we can take the principles and apply them to our individual journeys. So if you haven't listened to that episode, please, when you're finished listening to this one, just go back one and listen to the last episode, episode 46, which talks about the importance of those connections, the importance of linking yourself, connecting yourself to people who have done what you are trying to do in a way that is, you know, aligns with how you'd want to do it, right? Because there are lots of successful people in the world. There are lots of people who have PhDs. There are lots of people who have PhDs and kids, right? But have they done it in a way that aligns with your values? Have they done it in a way that you want your legacy to be? If so, then fine, go ahead. If not, then you need to build some new connections. You need to, as someone very close to me says, you need to prune your tribe. You need to really take a look at the people that you are interacting with and the people who are influencing your thoughts. And you need to really reflect on whether that's the path that you want to take for yourself, right? If that's the trajectory that you want for yourself. Maybe it's time for you to stop doing this journey alone and connect with other academic mamas, mentors, and role models who can share their experiences and insights. Learn from their successes and their challenges. But remember that your journey is unique and you have the power to create your own purposeful path to success. This is what we want to do inside Squally Mamas. We want to empower you to create your own purposeful path to success, because you can do this. You just need to know how. So as we wrap up today's episode, I hope that you feel inspired. I hope that you feel empowered to tackle your PhD journey head on. Embrace the chaos. Find your flow. And seek guidance when needed. Remember that you're not just a mama, you're not just a PhD student or candidate. You are an unstoppable force capable of charting your own unique path to success. So until next time, mama, keep thriving, keep believing in what's possible. And if you enjoy listening to this episode, can I ask you to just take 5 minutes, even 2 minutes, and leave a kind review on whatever platform you usually listen to this podcast so that it's pushed out to others who may also find it useful. Thank you so much for your time today. I hope you found this episode helpful, and I hope you can take away something from today that you can apply during your week, because once you start to apply these tips, apply these strategies, you will see a difference in your mindset and you'll be able to see the difference in how you approach your PhD journey, how you approach home life, and how you're able to blend those two so that you can achieve scholarly joy and purposeful success. That's my wish for you, mama. So until next time, take care. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Mrs. Mummy PhD podcast. I hope you've enjoyed the episode, and if you did and you want in on this movement, please head over to mrsmummyphd.com or scholarlymamas.com. If you want to do your PhD well without sacrificing yourself or those you love dearest, then you need your hands on my free training called the PhD with Purpose Maminar. When you join us inside Scholarly Mamas Explore, you'll get access to this free training and so much more. Remember, mama, these are our journeys of becoming.